Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Drowning Fish Podcast. Man, another day in America alive is a blessed day, I think, dude, because whenever you wake up, it's like something new is going on, dude, and it is just clinically insane the shit that's just going on out there, dog. It's like every day you wake up and there's something new in America, and it's like when you hop online with the homies, you know, and you're playing Grand Theft Auto, you're playing whatever bullshit game you're playing, it's like, hey, what's going on today? You know, like, is there a new update, new gun, new whatever? Something's going on, bro. Like, something new is going on. Maybe you're just having a bad day. Maybe you ever hop online and fucking game, dude, and you're just like having a bad day. You really just can't get on your grind. And you're just having a bad day on the game, bro. Like, that's what it feels like not every day, but I'm saying, you know, sometimes you have bad days, sometimes you have good days. What I'm trying to say is that it fucking feels like a simulation, you know? It feels like a simulation, and it doesn't feel real a lot of the times, man. Like, you got fucking Tesla trucks blowing up at the Trump building, and that's fucking crazy, dude. Like, you fucking got a Tesla truck blowing up in front of a building. Not any building, just the Trump building. I think that's kind of just telling you something, bro. It's like, yeah, this is not real, bro. Like, this is a message. Like, this is a message. And I don't know if they were gunning. I don't know if they're trying to like wake America up. Like, this is what's going on, or this is just another one of those attacks. You know, that's another thing. Like, we got to stop labeling things, man. Like, just because somebody blows their vehicle up in the front of a fucking building, that doesn't mean it's a terrorist attack. You know, like, there was a lot of people blaming like Middle Eastern people, but at the end of the day, dude, like, these people came out and they were U.S. ex-military, like, veterans and shit, dude. And I can't sit here and tell them, you know, I can't sit here and fucking blame somebody for what they did, bro. I'm not that type of dude. I'm not that type of dude to say they were in a wrong. Could they have not maybe done that? Yeah, absolutely, bro. A lot of people died, especially the one dude that ran over a bunch of people with that fucking nice Ford Lightning, which is crazy because they're both electric vehicles, you know. Maybe that's another thing that they're trying to tell us, you know. Maybe, like, is there a message about terrorism? Or maybe they're just telling us that these fucking electric vehicles are just going to plow through people and maybe blow up at the Trump Tower. I don't fucking know, dude. Or are they really terrorists? I don't know. Who really knows, bro? Like, whatever the real answer is, it's being covered up, and we will never know, because that's just what we do. We're in America, bro. The truth will never, even if it is the truth, so there's going to be deniers out there that are like, yeah, that wasn't it, actually, and they're going to be pushing the fucking glasses up by the frames on the bridge of their nose, and they're just going to be saying actually, and then just deliberately misinformation. Like, misinformation isn't even misinformation, dude. Like, the right information to a lot of people would just, in their mind, is going to be misinformation. You know, there's just too much going on, and there's not enough I think people are just trying to be right. I think people are trying to be right so much that it's actually causing a huge fucking panic. And it doesn't need to be like that. It doesn't need to be like that at all. Why don't we just all say a bunch of shit and we're all wrong, you know? We're all fucking wrong, every single one of us, dude. There's not one of us that can actually wake up and have the answer. It's impossible. It's impossible to wake up and have the answer. So your opinion doesn't really fucking matter at the end of the day, dude. I'm just being honest. But yeah, dude. Ford, tough. I mean, it ran over a shitload of people, man. Like, the motherfucker had an ISIS flag in the back, bro. And I don't fucking care about ISIS, bro. And I'll tell you why. Because ISIS was created by the United States government 100%, bro. Like, what kind of name is ISIS, bro? That's too perfect of a terrorist name, dude. If I was going to create a terrorist organization, it fucking wouldn't be called ISIS, bro. It'd be called, like, the fucking something, bro. Like, the carpet bombers or some bullshit, dude. Like, we're carpet bombing the fucking nations of this country, dude. And we're gonna cause mass hysteria and terror. The real terrorist in this country is the United States government, dude. All right? The real terrorist in this country is our own fucking people. Like, we're being lied to, we're being manipulated, and no one is actually coming. Like, everyone wants to be right so fucking bad that no one can just be like, okay, actually, we're being manipulated by our own people with chemicals on our food, with like lack of care in this country, with the lack of the bullshit that just happens, dude. You know, long time ago, I remember saying on an episode that car bombings needed to come back, and somebody actually listened to the Drowning Fish podcast and took that literally and went out and fucking bought a Tesla truck. They didn't rent; they rented the Tesla truck. They didn't buy it because they're poor, and they went and fucking blew it up in front of the Trump Tower. And that's pretty. That's saying something, dude. Like, if the truck was a owner, if the owner went out and blew himself up, I'd be like, dude, that guy's a champion, bro. Like, that guy is actually more scary than the dude that fucking went out and rented the truck. If it was the owner of the truck and he blew himself up, I'd be like, bro, give that guy a plaque, man. Like, build a statue. He needs to be celebrated because there's something going on, dude. Like, that, it was deeper than terrorism at that point, you know? Like, he probably hated the truck so bad that he went up and blew it up in front of the Trump Tower. But yeah, it was some fucking guy that rented the truck, dude. And that's another thing that we're being fed. Who fucking really knows who it was, dude? It could have been a fucking, a sleeper cell agent. It could have been somebody dead that was already behind the wheel, you know? I don't know. Could be anybody. Could be an AI, dude. Could be a fucking fake AI. Or maybe it's just bullshit, dude. Maybe it's all bullshit. I don't know, dude. But that lightning truck was pretty fucking cool, dude. I kind of want one of those. You can tell if it's a lightning or not by the front. And if you know what a Ford Lightning is, like, if you don't know what a Ford Lightning is, go look it up. You're also a fucking loser for not knowing what it looks like. But it looks fucking sick, dude. And I want one. Not necessarily because I want to be green on the environment and whatnot. By the way, that shit's a fucking scam. All these wildfires in California, bro, it's not caused by fucking some bullshit fucking climate change, dude. Like, it's not, all right? It's fucking not. This is just, fires happen, dude. Fires are actually natural occurrences on Earth, dude. Like, they happen out of nowhere sometimes. I think, you know, people always ask, like, did the fireman create the fucking fire? No, dude. Fucking fires have been here for a long time, dude. Like, volcanoes blow up and they get ash all over the fucking place in California, and then they just light on fire, you know? There's not some fucking Jerry threw out his cigarette on the highway and caused a big fucking fire. 200,000 people had to been evacuated or something like that. A big fucking forest fire in California. No, like, volcanoes and shit, dude. Magma and whatnot. I don't fucking know, dude. I'm just retarded, honestly. I'm really retarded on the microphone, and that's okay. Climate change bullshit, bro. I fucking can't stand people that say climate change is real, bro. I used to believe that back when I was retarded, and now I actually know the truth and know that Earth is flat and whatnot. What else was I gonna say? Dude, there's just so much shit going on, bro. Like, it's so much. Every day, bro, is something new. Just fucking waking up to a whole different fucking news story. It's so hard to keep up. Luigi Mangione is old fucking news, dog. And that just happened, you know? That just happened. It's every day. It's something new, bro. Every fucking day you wake up and you just can't believe it. You just cannot believe the things that are happening. And it just kind of distracts you from reality, man. Because reality is, you wake up, you have to fucking feed your son. You have to bathe them. You have to feed them. You have to fucking get them ready for the day. You got to get yourself ready for the day. You got to brush your teeth. You got to take care of yourself. You got to create. Because if you consume too much, you can't really fucking live. But then you're also caught in a fucking, it's like a snowball effect, dude. You just fucking get sucked into it. And you just can't believe that the shit that's happening, dude. Like, wildfires in California. It's not even wildfires, dude. It's fucking Jewish space lasers from fucking the space shooting down and fucking catching shit on fire, dude. That's what they did in Maui, by the way, in Hawaii. They just fucking Jewish space lasers, and they fucking have been doing this for such a long time. And everyone's like, oh, dude, Jewish space lasers are not real, bro. You're just fucking anti-Semitic. Bro, you gotta calm down, dude. Like, dude, that's not fucking cool, man. That's not cool, bro. Actually, man, I think you might be worse than Hitler. Bro, Hitler was not... I wouldn't go past... I don't even know if Hitler was even that bad of a guy, bro. You know? I don't even know if Hitler was that bad of a guy, bro. I don't believe it. Towards the end, probably, yeah. Maybe it got to him, you know, the power. I mean, every fucking brand was behind him, dude. Mercedes. Let's look it up, actually, because I am really interested. I know Hugo Boss made a lot of the uniforms companies in Hitler Germany. So yeah, the Benz. They for real, dude. Yeah, bro. I don't want to fucking hear it, bro. Like, was this guy evil or was he just America? You know, was he just wanting to fucking eat everything, dude? He just wants to eat. And that's what we do, dog. We eat. That's all we do. United States, they go out and they fucking hunt, dude. They take whatever they want and they bomb people and they fucking kill kids and they bomb villages with drone strikes and shit. And then they separate families from each other and they fuck their own people in their own country, dog. We are Hitler, dog. We are Hitler. And everyone is fucking giving this guy such a hard time, dog. What he did is a walk in the park compared to what the United States is doing currently to this country. The United States. What a lot of people are doing in this country, and I don't think I'm wrong, dude. A lot of people are like, 6 million people died. Jews died. Bro, fucking people die every fucking day, dog. You know, people die every fucking day, bro. And there's just fucking bad shit that happens in this world, man. And I can't be wrong, dude. You know, it's just an idea. Finally got that out there. I love Hitler. No, I'm kidding. I don't like the guy. But imagine the guy as a baby, bro. Imagine Hitler as a baby. You know? Imagine Hitler as a baby. He was probably a cute baby. And then somewhere along the lines, something went wrong. And he became radicalized. He became too hungry. He became too egotistical. He wanted to get rid of people out of his way, even if it meant killing a whole race of people. You know, he just wanted to be number one, man. And that's what a lot of people do, man. That is I wouldn't even say that's being hungry, man. I just think that's a little bit too much. It's, you know, when they say whenever what's it called, the Bible, you know, to be a glutton. I think that's what it is, man. I think it's when you want too much of something, it's actually bad for you. You know, you fucking spend your whole life chasing something. And then at the end of the day, it ends up hurting you because you weren't supposed to have as much as you had. You know, power, money, success, happiness, even sadness, dude. Like sadness at the end of the day, bro. People can go their whole life sad. And at the end, just be the happiest person ever. And vice versa. You know of happy people. You know of happy families. And they have a tragic ending. It's just a story of life, dog. This is just how it is. This is how it's formed. And maybe I'm just retarded or something, dude. Maybe I'm just fucking retarded or something. I don't fucking know. Hey, this guy over here said on the fucking Drowning Fish podcast. I was listening to it. This guy said fucking Hitler was a good guy. I kind of like this podcast. Yeah. I was listening to that podcast the other day. He said Hitler was a good guy. He said Hitler was nice. So I started following him. I like that guy, that Eric guy. He's a good guy. He's a little brown on the brown side, but you know what? He said some pretty good things. I like it. When I have enough money to buy an advanced AI robot, I'm going to make it my personal slave, and the name will be Douglas. Douglas, get your bitch ass made. Get your bitch made ass over here and clean this shit up. I would go out of my way to create massive inconveniences. I would attempt to make its life a living nightmare. Douglas, fetch me a beer, jackass. And there goes Douglas in its little costume, pinstriped suit that I had custom made, a peasant with style, advanced yet pond scum. Douglas, run my bath, boy. I would make Douglas undress me, pick me up, put me inside of the tub. I would make it watch. Douglas, play some cool jazz. I would make sure to upgrade to Douglas 2.0. You know, the one with the stereo system so loud it would pick up on the Richter scale. Douglas, fuck my wife, Douglas. Fuck her real good. You get in there and you fuck the dog shit out of her, boy. Take her away from me, Douglas. Come on now, boy. I bought Douglas on Black Friday. It wasn't on sale, but, you know, I figured I might as well. Advertisements work. Might as well contribute to capitalism. Douglas, take my kids to school. Douglas, fetch me my paper. I would go out of my way to keep a newspaper company in business just so I could tell my Douglas to fetch my paper. The Jeff Bezos approach. Douglas, hot coffee, steak and eggs, my clothes laid out. Everything I use on the daily basis, my contacts, toothbrush, face wash, toothpaste, face serums, a fucking brush for my hair, all put away for me as soon as I left the bathroom. Into my warm, freshly laid clothes, ready to tackle the day. I would make Douglas an extension of myself, kind of how we do with our cell phones, but Douglas is no smartphone. No. This is a smart robot. Douglas can do wonders. Things man cannot. And in the end, I fall in love with Douglas and we run off. Not because of love, because I am the master and he has to do whatever I say. And because we are madly in love. The end. You know, the reason why Americans will never have a four-day work week is simply because they already treat Friday like it's a fucking weekend. You know, they come in, they clock in, they're like, dude, it's fucking Friday. I don't give a shit, dude. Like, they're not even, they're barely opening their emails. They're doing the least amount of work. Maybe this is an over-exaggeration, maybe even 20%. You know, they're doing 20%. They're treating Friday like it's an off day anyways. They don't really care. Yeah, that's why we will never have a 4-day work week, because if we had a four-day work week, bro, we'd be treating Thursday like it's fucking Friday, you know? And then we'd only have real, like, 3 real days of productivity. And we need to work. Like, we need to invent things. We need to go in and clock in, you know? We need to go in and clock in somewhere to get a paycheck so that we can pay for the things that we have, the things that we enjoy. You know, the fucking stupid phone you're listening to on, and your computer, and your Wi-Fi, and your car note, and your apartment, and all this dumb shit that you like, you know, and all the dumb subscriptions you might have, HBO Max and fucking Prime, all this shit that we love so fucking much and we need and we crave. Friday is basically cozy mode for them. You know, they're winding down. Productivity levels are super low. They don't care. They don't really care. Shit, son, you know I had to go run an errand, man. I had to go down to the local store and get my motherfucking liquor in my system. Shit. Had to give me some motherfucking black and miles, nigga. Woman on fire in New York City subway train set ablaze by illegal immigrant. No, listen, bro, I fucking totally get it, bro. Like, this, it's jam-packed in there. You gotta fucking shorten it. You gotta imagine you're an illegal immigrant new to New York City, and you're like, dude, I gotta get to my shitty fucking job because I'm working 4 jobs just to survive in fucking New York City. And you're riding the subway back and forth to your job. You don't even see your family if you have one. You don't even live in the apartment that you're paying for. And you're just on the subway every single day. And it's jam-packed. You got to come up with an idea, man. You got to come up with an idea to shorten the shit, man. Like, there's so many fucking people on the subway. And then one day you get the bright idea to fucking just set someone on fire. And out of nowhere, poof, like, everyone's not taking a subway anymore. Dude, that's a genius idea. Obviously, you know, she's not alive anymore. And I get that. Fucking sucks. But no one was running to save her, dude. Like, what's this guy's story? You know, like, what did she do? Did she say something to him that was mean? Did she say something that was out of pocket? Who really knows, dude? Like, we fucking don't even know, dog. Like, people will tell you, like, you'll read a news article and it'll be like, man, she was like this, 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 and this. Like, who fucking really knows, bro? Like, did he, like, no one walks around lighting people on fire for no reason, dog. If I got lit on fire, I'm going to probably deserve it, dude. Because, like, what the fuck, you know? Like, why? Like, dude, I'd be like, bro, why did you light me on fire, bro? You know? Hey, man, why? Hey, dude, why'd you fucking light me on fire? Huh? You got a problem? You got a fucking problem, dog, that you had to light me on fire? Shit. Imagine being caught on fire in a fucking New York subway, dude. That would fucking suck, dude. That would actually ruin my day, dog. Like, if I'm on my way to work, I'm already fucking hating. You're taking the subway, dude. You already hate your fucking life, dude. It stinks. There's vomit everywhere. There's fucking illegals running around, stabbing people, pickpocketing people. There's homeless people on a subway. There's people that stink. I'm sure every now and then you'll get your people that are like, you know, they just have to catch the subway to go to their parked car or whatever and get out of the city. Those type of people. And then out of nowhere, bro, you're just fucking looking down. You're looking down the car and you see somebody getting lit on fire. And how do you get lit on fire, dude? Actual question. How do you get lit on fire? I have questions, bro. How did you, was it like a fucking one of those, was an Elon Musk fucking flamethrower, dog? Like, what happened here, dude? How did you catch on fire fully? Your whole body is engulfed in flames, bro. In flames. Did he pour gasoline on her? Is her clothes made out of fucking gasoline? What happened here, dude? Like, how do you catch on fire that? Like, this is what. How to fucking. It's probably the same shit that caused Jewish fucking space lasers, is probably what it is, dude. Probably the same motherfuckers did this, bro. Blaming illegal immigrants. Probably fucking poor Oscar was on his way to work. And he was the closest guy nearby to get blamed, dude. Like, who's going to defend this guy? You know? Who's going to come out and defend this guy and be like, oh, yeah, he didn't do it, man. It was just Jewish space laser. And then when you look at the footage, you see him lighting her on fire, you know? But it's actually augmented reality. Not augmented reality. It's artificial intelligence. And it's just they've already fucked up the footage to make it look like he is lighting her on fire, but in reality a fucking Jewish space laser fucking shined its way through New York City and lit her on fire to create a media scandal. Have we ever thought about that? Has anyone ever thought about that? Maybe it was the Jews lighting this woman on fire and blaming it on this poor fucking guy. Who was just fucking, like, who's going to defend the guy? Look at him. He's fucking brown, dude. Like, I wouldn't defend the guy, and I'm brown, dude. You know, I don't even know why I'm saying this shit. It's unbelievable the things that I am saying for this guy trying to come up with some kind of plan. I guess he could plead insanity or something because, you know, I don't fucking know. That is kind of crazy, bro, that to light somebody on fire that's actually fucking insane. Crazy. I'm gonna turn the music up a little bit while I think. What if I just start rapping? Yeah, I was thinking about, well, the holidays just passed us, thank God, dude. And I love the holidays, man, but like, I feel like, dude, there is a little bit of you, and I think it's every adult, like, you have to be like, bro, I can't wait for this to be over, bro. Like, I love Christmas. I love Thanksgiving. Don't get me wrong, man. It's the the fall, winter holidays are my favorite holidays. They're really the only holidays I celebrate. I don't celebrate anything. I don't give a fuck about New Year's. I don't give a shit about none of that, bro. It's just another fucking day. Christmas and Thanksgiving, they're great. But a part of me is like, man, I just want this shit to be over, bro. I can't wait for summertime. I can't wait for springtime. I love the wintertime. Don't get me wrong. But I just want the shit to pass, bro. Can we get over the holidays? Everyone is just so goddamn lazy, I feel like, during the holidays, bro. Like, no one wants to put in actual work during the holidays. And I get it, dude. It's the holidays. It's the holidays, man. You know, you want to get kicked back a little bit, get cozy. You want to have a pastry. You want to have some hot cocoa. You want to drink some wine with the wife. Get back, kick back a little bit. Take it easy. You just want to take it easy, man. You want to take it easy. You don't want to do shit. But the holidays are over. And it's time to get back to work. TikTok shop, dude. Every time I get on TikTok, bro. Every single fucking time I get on TikTok. It's like, every time I get on TikTok, it's somebody trying to sell me something. And it's not great. I'm going to tell you the truth, bro. I'm not trying to go on here to buy anything, dude. I just want to doom scroll. I just want to doom scroll. I want to watch something and just continue on with my day, dude. I don't want to buy anything. I don't want to buy cargo pants. I don't want to buy some flashlight, dude. I don't want to buy anything, dude. All right. I don't want to buy anything from TikTok. I just want to scroll. I want to doom scroll. I want to watch crazy videos. I want to watch forest fires. I want to watch AI. I want to watch drone videos. I want to watch Luigi Mangione videos. I want to watch politic videos. I want to watch all this crazy shit going on in the world. I don't want to fucking buy anything, dude. Why am I always being sold to every time I go on TikTok shop, dude? It's fucking travesty. The things that are happening on TikTok shop. Every time I get on, I'm like, dude, why is this person trying to sell me this fucking piece of shit print sweater that they're trying to sell me, dude? It's such a fucking disaster. And it's just not good, dude. I don't recommend buying anything from TikTok shop. And if you do, you're a dumbass, bro. One time I bought a fucking pocket pussy from fucking TikTok, bro. That bitch exploded like a Samsung Note on my dick, bro. And now I don't have a dick. I'm basically a transvestite at this point, bro, because I don't have a cock. You can work hard your whole life and get absolutely nowhere. The key to success is implementing a business where child labor is in full effect and full force. If you think about it, you don't have to pay them. You don't have to pay for their benefits. You don't have to pay for their retirement. All you do is give them a snack and a nap time and they're good to go, bro. Child labor is literally the best thing for America right now because adults don't want to fucking work, dude. You ever work with an adult? It's like, they're basically like a fucking child. All right. They don't want to do anything. It's like, when can I go home? Can I go home? I want to go home. When's my shift over? I want to go home. I can't wait to go home. Bro, you just got here. What are you fucking talking about? You want to go home, dude? You've been in the clock for 20 fucking minutes. What are you talking about? I'd rather work with a fucking kid, dude. I'd rather work with a fucking 7-year-old where the motherfucker's just moving around doing things. And I'm like, hell yeah, bro. That motherfucker's going to be a champion. And then I'm working with this fucking 30-year-old, 45, whatever the fuck, however the fuck my coworkers are. And they're like, I want to go home. Fucking pussies, dude. Everyone that just fucking goes and clocks in and then starts talking about they want to go home immediately after clocking in. Just quit, dude. Just go. Just go the fuck home. Go take your lazy ass home and don't ever fucking come back. Don't come back. Don't go to work at all, bro. I don't care where you work. USPS, Amazon, Burger King, fucking Applebee's. You can fucking work anywhere, bro. You can work for fucking a bank. You can work for anywhere, really. Just don't go in. If you wake up and you're like, man, you know what? I don't want to do it. Don't go in. No one's forcing you to fucking go to work. So why are you bitching about it? Why are you bitching about it, bro? Just fucking shut the fuck up. And just fucking shut the fuck up and finish your time. It's like, you know what it is? I'll tell you what it is. It's like prison. You just got to do your time, dog. You just got to do your time. You got to shut your fucking mouth, put in the work, and go the fuck home, dog. That's all it is. Basically, work is a little bit like prison, bro. Expect you're getting paid, you know? That's the good part. You want to get paid. Anyhow. Yeah, last week I had me a slice of that homeless pussy, and that shit was fire. Man, I went down to the corner store to get me some of that Brianna homeless pussy. Man, that bitch was bussin'. A Luigi Mangione simulator. Yeah, I want to create a video game where it's basically like a Luigi Mangione simulator, and you fucking put on your fucking VR glasses, and you... Basically, you're Luigi Mangione, bro, and you're just fucking doing things that you're not supposed to. And it's basically like Grand Theft Auto. I'll just shut the fuck up because I'm just basically quoting Grand Theft Auto. Dude, I remember one time I was playing Grand Theft Auto, and there was a mission where you had to do, and I believe you had to kill a CEO of a cell phone company or something like that, a high executive of a cell phone company. And I remember I was playing Grand Theft Auto, Grand Theft Auto 5. And I was like, bro, this is crazy, dude. Like, this is fucking crazy. They're just doing this so that, you know, it goes their way or whatever, you know? And then you're driving around in a car, you know, maybe it's the next day or whatever, and you're listening to the radio, and out of nowhere, a news comes by on the radio, and you can hear it. It's a news, like, breaking news, blah blah blah, CEO from cell phone tech company shot dead, assassinated. And you're like, what the fuck, dude? It's crazy that Grand Theft Auto can do that. By the way, it's crazy that they did that. It's like, as soon as the mission's over, you would notice it, you know? You would notice it in the news. You would It's a lot like real life. And whenever a video game is simulating real life, it's like, dude, what is this? What the fuck are we in? Is this even real? Is this even like real, dude? The things that we are seeing, are they even happening? You know, it's fucking crazy, bro. And they only get one slice of the story, dude. Like, they only get one sliver of this story, dude. They don't even get the full thing. They just get the headline. They just want a headline, headline, headline. They're not doing anything to get the information out there. Like, real information. Like, the reason why real journalism is dead, and it's been dead for a real long time. And I'm so fucking thankful. At one point in middle school, I remember thinking to myself, I wanted to be a journalist. And I was like, dude, what the fuck are you talking about, bro? Like, no one reads the fucking newspaper, dog, dude. Like, I don't even... Like, no one reads the newspaper. No one. And even if they did, they'd be fucking misinformed the whole time. Oh, I just picked my nose, but you guys didn't see that. But I did tell you. So you can picture me picking my fucking nose, getting a big booger out, and eating it. Is it just me, or are these terrorists really fucking bad, dude? I can tell you. Terrorists these days, bro, they don't got what it takes. They do not got what it takes, man. They don't got what it takes to be a champion, to be somebody to actually create history, for their names to be remembered, man. Like, no one's gonna remember these terrorists nowadays, bro, because they're not creating a big wave, man. They're not creating a big wave. They're not doing things that need to be done to create terror, man. I'm not scared. I don't wake up scared. Where's the terrorist attack? On 9/11, everyone was fucking petrified, bro. Everyone woke up and was like, oh my God. Now it's like, what? That's a fucking terrorist attack? That's a weak ass terrorist attack, dog. I'm not even gonna cap. Bro, that's fucking horrible. I'm not fucking scared. I don't wake up scared. You know why? Because I know that the common person walking around is literally just like me. Everyone listening, probably just like me, dog. We're all the same. They're just trying to pin us against each other and say, look at this, look at that, look at this, look at that, look at this, look at that. They're just trying to fucking keep you separated and keep you from the truth and reality that we're all just in the same goddamn boat. And we're all just trying to fucking get to the end. We're all just living this fucking lie. And we're all just in this motherfucking bitch together. And they don't want to fucking, they don't want us to realize that. We're all in this motherfucker together. It doesn't matter if you are making $20,000 or $100,000. You're still living the same fucking life. You're still living the same fucking, you know, I wouldn't say struggles because some people really are struggling. But you know what I'm saying, bro? We still got to wake up and get shit done, dude. Like, what are you going to do? Quit? You're just going to give up? Anyways, yeah, if you give up, you're a pussy. Yeah, dude, terrorist attacks, fucking pussies, dude. That's nothing, bro. I'm telling you. Fucking nothing. Yeah, my wife called me up the other day to tell me that my son was walking. And I was like, okay, just fucking, you know what? Like, call me when he's doing my taxes or something, bro. Because, like, I don't care, you know? I don't care that he's walking. Is he doing my taxes? Is he filing them? Is he on TurboTax filing my taxes on my computer? No? I don't want to hear about it. Bro, I got a fucking rose from Wish and it mangled my pussy, bro. Like, I ain't even gonna lie, bro. I got a fucking rose from Wish and it mangled my fucking pussy, bro. My clitoris fell off and it was literally vibrating on the floor. I remember seeing my clit on the floor vibrating. And yeah, dude, I don't know where it's at. Somewhere around the house, I'm pretty sure I can hear it, dude. Every now and then I could hear it like squirming around. But it's so fucking fast, bro. Like, it just exploded. So it kind of screeched and then like jumped off my body. Yeah, I don't know what I'm saying anymore, bro. I'm pretty tired. I'm gonna lie to you. What else? Anyways, yeah. All right, guys, I'm going to end the podcast there. Thank you for tuning in. I got to go. I actually have a reservation at Buffalo Wild Wings. The boys and I, we're going to get together and we're going to fucking turn up, dude, at Buffalo Wild Wings. We're going to fucking shut down Buffalo Wild Wings, dude, believe it or not. And I am going to probably get some bone-in wings, some buffalo wings or something. Get some celery, get some ranch, get some fucking grub with the boys and probably drink some beers at B-dubs and fucking, I can't wait, bro. I made this reservation a week ago, so hopefully they remembered me. I hate it, bro, when you make a reservation to a place like Buffalo Wild Wings and then you go and you're like, oh dude, they didn't even take your fucking name down, dude. Like, they didn't take your phone number and you're just like, what's going on here, guys? Am I gonna have to blow the place up? Am I going to have to drive my car to the fucking building? What do I have to do to get a table at Buffalo Wild Wings? You tell me right now. Name it and I will do it. Name it and I will fucking do it. If not, I'm going to drive my car to the building. And I'm not playing. I'm going to do it. All right. Thank you for tuning in, everyone. I appreciate everyone. I'm pretty sure, I'm not even going to sit here and lie to you, bro. I'm pretty sure not from the United States of America. I'm pretty sure a lot of people are listening to this. I don't know if it's true, bro, but the distributor that I use is giving me analytical information. And apparently there's people in Singapore listening, Hong Kong, people in like Germany and shit, bro. It's pretty wild. I don't know if there's that. I don't know if like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know if maybe people Maybe somebody's using a VPN or something. I don't know, dude. I don't know how this works. And that's another thing. If you're using a VPN, and most people are, because porn's like illegal, bro. So like you gotta have a VPN, you know, everyone has a VPN, bro. Like all the boys know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? You gotta have a VPN for porn now. So yeah, I don't know if maybe everyone just has their VPN on and maybe they're just like local or whatever. Or maybe they're just like Kansas, like Wichita or some bullshit, and they're listening. I don't know. But yeah, I appreciate everyone tuning in. Thank you. Have a great day. Life is really short, but it's also really long. I don't know what else kind of corny shit I can say other than that. But yeah, dude, life is good. Life is amazing. Everything I said is satirical, and it's art, it's entertainment, and it's ideas. And I only had to say that because my lawyer told me to say that. You can't sue me, by the way. I just said you can't sue me, so you can't sue me. All right. Thank you for tuning in, everyone, to the Drowning Fish podcast, and I hope everyone has a blessed day or blessed night. Fucking finally, dude. I'm so fucking glad, dude. Fucking hate doing this shit, man. Fucking faggots, man. I fucking swear to God, dude. Like, every goddamn time I get on a microphone, I feel like I'm being pressured because, like, I want to create, but I don't want to create this, you know? It's something fucking weird. Anyhow. Oh, shit. I'm still fucking recording, bro. Oh, fuck.